I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now.
Every Monday, the best in medical information.
I've got a stomach pain that's low, fungus on my toe, and I need you now. He's from Central DuPage Hospital. Call Dr. Most right now.
Dr. Kevin Most, who played golf yesterday with Larry Wirt, the guy that runs this company. You've played with Larry before, haven't you, Kev?
Yeah, actually in the Invitational at Butterfield.
Yeah, big tournament out there.
Kevin Butler, yeah.
Larry Wirt is sneaky long. Now, one of the things he does, it's a mind game. He does this is how you get to the top of the broadcasting business. He was a diver. Did you know that? Larry was almost an Olympic diver.
No.
Yeah. So he will wear the Speedo on the golf course. He'll come out in the Speedo. And granted, he can pull it off, but he'll come out in the Speedo. And honestly, Kev, you know, it's hard to chip and putt when you're looking at that.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Did you guys win?
We did, yes. We didn't play well, but we had a couple of very well-placed birdies, and Larry makes birdie on 17 to pretty much end it and demoralize the other Billy Mullins and John Corvino. So,
and that's really what it's all about. If you're not ruining an no-hitter or breaking the pinata at a kid's birthday party, ruin your friend's day on the golf course. Come on. That's what being a boy is all about.
Well, and John Corvino and Larry are very good friends, and the match is going back and forth, and Larry's getting crushed, and we're getting crushed. But I'll tell you, a couple well-placed birdies, and
it's all over.
Yeah.
Heartbreaking.
Yep.
And that's good because Larry needs the money. So I'm glad that you guys are so able to win a little cash. All right, we got a letter from a listener. Annette says, could Dr. Most discuss shingles? Why is it affecting so many younger people? Everyone assumes that if given a shingles shot after age 60, maybe it was good forever, but now I'm hearing maybe 5 or 6 years. Personal experience. I had the shingles shot in 2009. I got a full-blown case of it 2 weeks ago, which would be, what, 8 years later. Vaccinations have been discussed many times. But where are we at with this, Doc? I don't want shingles.
No, you know, and no one does. And it is interesting. It's always good to hear from listeners, too, about what they want to hear about, to be honest with you.
Yeah,
so
sure.
We appreciate the call. But shingles, we have to realize that the vaccine for shingles is not that old. Matter of fact, it's about, 10, 11 years old, 2006, 2007 it came out. So it's still in its infancy as far as how effective it's going to be and whether we're going to need boosters in that. But people have to realize that if you had chicken pox, you have a chance for shingles because the chicken pox virus is living in our bodies right now. And when we get immunocompromised or we get weakened, it's going to pop out and you're going to get this awful, painful disease, shingles, which Dave Bennett had, 5, 6 years ago?
Oh, more than that, probably 15 years ago.
Show us on the anatomically correct Dave Bennett poster we keep here in the studio where the shingles virus broke out.
Shingles virus, I had a rash, not a edema on my thigh, I had a rash on my thigh.
All right. How about your bikini line? Did you have it along your bikini line?
A little below that.
Ooh,
and so I went...
Good.
To the dermatologist, thinking it was
who
a rash.
Who said, don't come in here with that
That's shingles. Go see your doctor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what do you do for it, Doc, once you get it?
Well, you know, the biggest thing is to try to not to get it because there's no treatment for it to make it go away. And the bad thing about it is shingles, the virus follows one nerve. So once we see where it is, we know where it's going to go, how far it's going to go, and where it's going to spread to. It stays on one side of the body because it's just following one nerve. The bad thing about shingles, and this is especially true in seniors, is that nerve gets inflamed. And even after the virus, after the rash goes away, you can still have very debilitating pain along that same nerve. And that's the big thing is we don't want to get, the rash is uncomfortable, as Dave knows, and it's painful. But the bigger thing is we don't want people to get this pain that stays for weeks or months after the virus is gone.
I've heard yes and no to this question, Doc. Is it contagious, whether or not you have had chicken pox or not?
Correct. Well, when the virus is there and the rash is there and you have the pustules, that should be covered and you shouldn't be around anybody who's immunocompromised. If you rub up against somebody, you're going to get shingles, no. Chances are you won't. But it still is live virus there, and you definitely could. So I'd stay away from anybody who has it.
And what's the general description of immunocompromised?
Well, it can be someone who's on chemotherapy. It can be someone who has cancer. It can be someone who has diabetes. Can somebody who has a bad diet and is under a lot of stress. Any of those are going to impact your immune system to decrease it, which is going to allow the shingles virus to start to replicate.
All right. Walgreens certainly publicizes their shingles vaccine well. I assume the CVS clinics do the same thing. You can get these, obviously, you know, at all the Northwestern facilities, but what do you recommend people do?
Well, yeah, if you're over the age of 60, get it. And someone says, oh, you know what? Here, Dave Bennett's perfect example. Over the age of 60, and he had shingles. He goes, oh, I already had shingles. I'm not going to get it. No, you can get the vaccine even if you've had shingles. So anyone over the age of 60, please get the vaccine. Now, it's
but what about you and I? You can see, well, we're not anywhere close to that, but we can see it from here.
Sure.
Is it too early for us?
Well, it is probably too early for us as far as we could probably go and get it, but we'd have to pay for it, and insurance wouldn't cover it at our age. But the listener also had a very interesting comment. We're seeing this more and more in 30, 40, and 50-year-olds.
Well, that's why I'm wondering.
Yeah, and it's because of we're under a lot of stress at times, we're not eating well, we're not sleeping well, so those times it's going to pop out. But getting the vaccine, the medical indication for it is over the age of 60 at this point.
So insurance won't touch it. What's it cost if you pay cash?
I don't know. That's a great question. You know, the nice thing about it is if you have Medicare Part D, I guess we have a lot of baby boomers right now. If you have Medicare Part D, it's covered, you know, by Medicare.
Can you guys see if you can find out what it costs if you pay cash for the shingles vaccine? Because I know people will ask offline. All right, so there's not a lot we can do to prevent it other than to go out and get the vaccine. What about people who think they have it? What do you do?
Yeah, if you think you have it, definitely get in to see your doctor because we're trying to explain, and I can tell you this is very classic for us. Someone will come into the office, and I'll look at them, and they say, I have this terrible pain in my back. And I'll look at their back, and nothing. And I'm sitting there going, wow. And did you lift anything? Did you do anything? No. Those are the people that are say, get ready. This is probably going to be shingles. In a couple of days, you're going to see the outbreak of the rash. So get the pain first, then the rash. So for those people, you're going to say, stay away from your spouse if they're older. Stay away from any young kids. Cover it whenever you're out. And then really, it's going to be, what are we going to do for pain management? Anti-inflammatories initially and try to stay away from the opiates, but we may need to go to opiates just to take care of some of that pain.
We'll take a break. We'll come back, and Doc will educate us on vaccinations in general in just a moment, and also take us down a Wikipedia history lane of where vaccines came from. We didn't always have vaccinations. They had to start somewhere. And Doc's great-great-great-grandpa, Dr. Jedediah Most, was there when it first happened.
We interviewed the family of Henrietta Lacks for TV. They were in town speaking on Friday. That's fascinating. With the HeLa cells?
I don't know anything about this.
Fascinating story.
It's really cool. It's how it's basically led to a cure for polio, advances in chemotherapy, right, Doc, and in vitro fertilization.
It's a sad story, but I mean, yeah. Henrietta Lacks cells are being used to this day. Her family was never compromised or was compromised minimally, but pharmaceutical companies have made billions and billions of dollars off of the cells. So,
what's the pneumonia vaccine, the flu vaccine? Obviously, we're talking about the shingles vaccine, the bad show vaccine, where if you get it before the show starts, you won't do a bad show. All those coming up. Stand by. More with Dr. Kevin Most and his wingman, Larry Wirt. It's 6:53. Traffic now. Where is Mary? Is she stuck in the woods in Wisconsin?
I think that she's...
Boy, you don't feel good, do you?
Oh, I'm just fine. I'm happy to be here. My voice just isn't at its peak. So.
Well, we're glad you're here as well, but I can tell you don't feel great.
Yes, I appreciate that. Maybe Dr. Most should help me. I don't know.
Well, don't push it. You're only here this week.
Exactly.
All right, what's going on with the cars?
I killed it.
Dr. Kevin Most, where'd vaccines come from? Who did the first vaccination?
Yeah, it's a very cool story if you think about it. There was a physician, Dr. Edward Jenner, an English physician, and he noted that the milkmaids who got cowpox from the cows never got smallpox. And at this time in the world, right at 1800, 400,000 people were dying from smallpox every year. So what he did is he convinced his gardener to allow him to inoculate his son, little James Phipps, with cowpox. And he did that, and the guy got a case of cowpox, And 2 months later, 3 months later, he then inoculated him with smallpox, and the kid survived. Now, smallpox in children was almost 100% fatal. So that gardener had a lot of faith in Jenner.
And I'd say, Jenner, yeah, take my kid.
Exactly. You think about that. But here's a guy that said, I think I've got this figured out. And he was kind of ridiculed for a few years, but look at the impact that it's made now. And people say, well, why is it called vaccination? Jenner made the word up because of the cowpox causing this. The Latin word for cow is vaca.
So that there's no specific medical route to it. It's just that's where it came from the origin story.
Correct.
Well, that's an interesting deal.
Yeah. Right.
I always thought the Greeks invented vaccinations, but...
You think the Greeks invented everything. is the pneumonia vaccine something we ought to be doing?
Yeah, absolutely. So the pneumonia vaccine, and people call it the pneumonia vaccine, and it's a bacterial vaccine, so it's good because it covers us against bacterial infections. And it's not just pneumonia. This bacteria can cause meningitis, it can cause blood infections, so it's really important. And these are for people over the age of 65. There are two different vaccines, and it's very important that you get them in the right order, for one thing, and that they get them at the right timing. So there's one vaccine that you get first, the PCV13. That covers you for 13 different strains of this bacteria. And then the second vaccine is another one, the PPSV23, which is going to cover you for even more strains. You can't get them both at the same time. It's important to get the PCV13 first. And then the timing of the second one, discuss it with your physician. Some people will get it a little bit quicker. Other people may wait up to a year before getting the second.
What about the flu?
Very important.
What about the flu vaccine?
Flu vaccine, you know, every year we're going to get it. We're going to hopefully hit it on the head. And that's another thing about vaccines. People say, I got the vaccine. How could I get this? We have to realize that vaccines are not 100% effective. A lot of different things come into it. One is your immune system. How well was your immune system when you got the vaccine?
That's a pretty safe bet, though. I don't want people to get scared off by it because the research that you do in the field and what you guys know in the vaccination business, you've got a much better shot of not getting the thing if you do the vaccine.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, 100%. I mean, I would tell people if you've ever had influenza, and again, looking at seniors, influenza for young, healthy people is 10 days of inconvenience. Influenza for seniors can be life-threatening.
Yeah. Big time. I was completely schooled on the flu vaccine by you guys.
Yeah.
Because I believed a lot of those myths.
You've manned up.
I have.
Yeah.
I've womaned up.
and Andrea, you are going to be so excited because you just wait. They're testing something right now where you don't have to get a shot.
Oh, yes.
We just put this little Band-Aid on you with these little micro needles that you don't even notice.
Wait, what? Needles?
Yes.
Micro needles. No, you don't even notice them.
You don't even notice them. It's like a Band-Aid.
Oh, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
I think it sounds really neat.
No, it is really cool. And actually, it's so cool that those don't need to be refrigerated. So now we're talking about taking vaccines to parts of the world for other illnesses that...
That is a big deal.
Could be amazing, yeah.
That's a big deal. Yeah. The Tdap vaccine?
Tdap is very important. I mean, that's one, if you think about it, we say, oh, make sure you get your tetanus shot every 5 years, 10 years, depending if you stepped on a rusty nail. And now we put pertussis back into that vaccine. And it's because we thought we were all protected with pertussis with our childhood vaccines, but we found all these outbreaks of whooping cough. Now, whooping cough can be treated, but our big concern, and you'll see it in... where we try to make sure every newborn father is immunized. We try to make sure the grandparents are immunized because anybody who's going to be around a newborn who couldn't fight off whooping cough, that's one of our biggest concerns. So anybody that's out there planning families, make sure you get your Tdap and grandparents as well. But pertussis is not a lot of fun to have, but like I said, we can treat it in healthy adults.
Shingles, again, 60 and over. And as always, for those of you who have been bamboozled by this nonsense that vaccines cause autism in babies. It doesn't. It hasn't. It won't. And please spread the word that that's complete nonsense and a myth.
Absolutely.
Thanks, bud.
You got it. Talk to you soon.
See you later. Dr. Kevin Most, Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better.